This is the SML Podcast.
I thought I lost sound for a second, but I guess you guys just stopped making sounds.
Yeah, there should be, because we're just over here talking and everything. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Dick.
It cut off a little there for a second, but I feel like that was intentional.
It was.
Yeah,
it
that was just absolutely talk.
Intentional.
And I was just over here.
I will say this computer I'm running through is utter garbage, so it's going to be very easy to convince me that something has gone horribly wrong.
Which means don't do it, Joe.
Okay.
You can, but...
Yay!
I would heavily advise against it.
I'll do this on this, what I'm saying.
I'm going to talk regular over you talking like an asshole, keeping everything, right?
I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, unless you edit it. But yeah. Whatever. I'm not.
Even when I say I don't, I still edit it a bit.
Yeah, I do.
Editing.
Editing. I know. It's fucking crazy. We've changed so much since episode 0.
Bitch.
Okay.
Biatch. What's up, everyone? So, this is Joe. Stop talking. I'm introducing. No, what'd you have to say? Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
Huh?
Go ahead.
What?
What were you saying?
I forgot.
What's everyone? This is Joe.
What's everyone? I'm...
Who be you? This Joe.
I, Chris.
Good time. SML podcast too.
SML Ouchcast.
The SML Cripplecast.
Yeah.
Since we are both dying over here.
Joe tore his rotator cuff.
Yay.
I had to get x-rays on my knee and probably an MRI.
Nice.
Yay.
So how'd you hurt yourself?
Drumming.
Nice.
Just like how I hurt myself every other time.
Nice. Officially, I hurt myself falling. Unofficially, I am like a badass at fucking my wife. So, but that's unofficial. So we're not going there.
Okay.
But no, I'm just fat. I'm just fat, and I drop down on my hands, and I tore everything in my body.
I'm just fat.
I'm in a wheelchair right now.
There are wheels on that chair, so you're not
exactly
lying.
And yeah. A sling.
That yep.
Because I'm fat.
I guess.
But episode 87?
I don't know. No, we're past that, I think.
Are we?
I don't know. I have no idea.
We're episode 80 of the SML podcast.
Yep.
Special guest this week, if you didn't hear him talking earlier. We don't mean special as in he's a great get for us. We mean he's special as in he's the special guy who named us. Someone might listen. Chris Taylor's back. Yay. Hi, Chris.
Yay.
Yay.
Hi, how's it going?
Reintroduce yourself.
I'm Chris. I'm injury free, hopefully.
Well, then fuck you. Today, get off the show. Healthy kids.
I know
you should have
got somebody else that was like grievously injured, right?
Funny enough, I tried getting Tina on the show, who hurts herself constantly.
Yeah, and the last time that I saw her, she was in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
actually,
and so, she's hurt again. Like her same foot is messed up again.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Was she at MAGFest? Because yeah. I think I met somebody in a wheelchair at MAGFest.
That was her.
Yeah. If I was pushing her, you met her.
Yeah, that was her.
Because that was my weekend pushing her around. That sounds really mean, but it was in a literal sense.
God damn it.
Get out of here, you dumb bitch.
That's funny. She has pet rabbits. I like seeing pictures of them on Facebook.
Indeed. She had errands to run, though.
Errands?
Yeah.
But yeah, I play guitar for
a
video game rock band. And I guess one thing that I should start saying is that I have a hidden... music group on Facebook. Not really hidden, but it's called Hidden Sound Test, where we listen to obscure music all day.
I think I'm on that.
I thought you said it was a hidden band.
Mm-mm.
Just a group.
Oh, no, no, no. It's not a band.
Oh, I know it's a Facebook group, but I thought he made it out to sound like he has a hidden band.
It's not so hidden if he
I was just trying.
Or maybe he said hidden music group.
Yeah, exactly.
Because technically it's a music group that's hidden, but it's not like a music group.
What?
It's not especially well hidden. It's just, the word hidden is in the name. So that's my explanation for that. I was actually just trying to poorly link the fact that it is called Hidden Sound Test into my introduction of it.
You're hidden.
It is in fact not hidden.
The segue was not as well thought out.
You're a segue.
No, my segue fell over.
I want a segue.
They say they're
actually
not supposed to do that.
I want a segue just so I could take it on the dike by the river and just go down the dike for a few miles on a segue.
Yeah.
Exercise.
No, I just think it'd be really, really funny because like there's a bunch of people that are like running on top of it and like riding their bikes, and I'd be there on a Segway like, I think it'd be fun. They're really expensive though.
So what's going on, Chris? Tell us about yourself. How have things been going since that one episode you were on where you were like, oh, hey, we're going to have an EP coming out really soon.
Oh my God.
Like a year ago.
Yeah. I upgraded it to album and it's still in the works.
Do you have any more than the one song we played on the show, complete and finished? Okay.
No.
No. Pretty sure you guys played all of our material so far.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Yes. Well, what's happened with me is that last we talked, I had moved to a small town, kind of somewhat of a hometown, just where my family lives, basically in Texas. And I recently moved back to Austin, had all of my instruments stolen and then returned to me. So that was interesting. And apart from that, just working with the band and various other little projects that I'm going to do now that I'm back in Austin.
So in essence, nothing was accomplished.
Pretty much. Yeah. It was it's a net neutrality, if you will.
A net neutrality.
Moved and then moved back, got your shit stolen and then returned.
Everybody's moving.
No music was finished.
Yes.
Everybody's exactly. moving.
What the fuck do you do, Chris?
Well, right now I'm playing Tetris Attack, and I'm doing pretty well in that.
I like nice. Tetris Attack.
Small victories. Yeah, I'm pretty good at Tetris Attack on the Super Nintendo. I actually won a tournament recently.
Nice.
I am still undefeated in Catan in my own house. We've played
Catan?
Yeah, we've played at least six times, Jord, maybe? I don't even know. Probably about like 6 or 7 times.
She shrugs her shoulders in a show of not caring.
Basically. ever since the Catan tournament.
Yeah, the Catan tournament.
At MAGFest 8.5, I have been undefeated.
Katanka tournament.
Katanka tournament.
Katamagfest.
Nice. Katamagfest. Katagfest.
Katagfest.
Nice.
Something like that. And still nobody will play Catan anytime with me, the browser-based, turn-based version.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was just going to say, maybe explain to the viewers at home or the guest on the show what that game actually is, because I've never heard of it.
Explain to the viewers.
audience?
Yeah.
Catadians.
There we go.
I like it.
Catadians.
Can you tweet about this too?
I could try. but anyway, Settlers of Catan is basically it's a board game in which you try and build your little empire of like settlements and cities and roads. And build it bigger, quicker than anybody else. That's the TLDR of it.
Harder, better, faster, stronger?
Basically. You've got a map of randomly generated tiles with randomly generated values. And essentially, every single turn, somebody rolls the dice, and whatever number that dice corresponds with on the board, you'll get, whoever has settlements around that resource we'll gain that resource and use those resources to build more shit. And that's pretty much it. That's like the absolute basic version of it. It's very easy to learn. You can learn it in about like 5-10 minutes.
So it's not catomplicated.
It's not catomplicated.
So it's a little bit like a fancy man's Monopoly.
It's kind of like a combination between like a Monopoly and a Risk and like that kind of stuff. But the games like don't last. I mean, like they can last a while, but the majority of the time they will last substantially less time than a Risk or a Monopoly game.
Nice. It kind of reminds me of Civilization as well.
It's very much like Civilization, actually.
Yeah, I beat Civilization once and only once on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
I picked the Babylonians, and I happened to find and attack everybody while they were still in little settler units.
And you killed them all.
Yeah, I just killed them all, like all 10 of my opponents in like a few moves, and then it was like... It gave me this big grand ending.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Murder.
Murder, murder, murder.
Murder was the case that they gave you?
Something like that. I mean,
was the cathase that they...
yeah, no.
I like how you're saying the game doesn't last long when for weeks you've been talking about how long you guys played at MAGFest to the point where you didn't even get a winner because it was so late.
The thing was is because... most game, like if you're going to sit down and just play a game of Catan, then, you know, take out maybe like an hour and a half of your time, roughly.
Okay.
But at MAGFest, because we had to do 3 rounds, a semifinalist, and then a finalist, you know, I was there for like 5-6 hours just kind of playing and playing and playing and playing. So
Were you a finalist?
Yes.
Awesome.
He was a tournament finalist.
I was a tournament champion.
Co-champion?
Sweet. Congratulations.
No, yeah, he wasn't the champion.
We split the pot. There were 3 finalists. We split the pot because we didn't want to sit and play another game.
Was this MAGFest 8.5?
Yes, yeah. It was.
I missed that one.
Yeah, you did.
It was awesome. It was my favorite MAGFest so far. Out of the 2 that I went to.
Well, I mean, it was like specifically a throwback to the MAGFest everybody liked, right?
Well, to the MAGFests, like before they blew up in size.
Yes.
I really, really enjoyed myself at 8.5.
It was awesome.
Because I wasn't so overwhelmed with how much shit there was.
Yeah, yeah, it was definitely more chill.
Nice. I mean, I like that. I kind of had that at Mag 9, which is the first one I went to.
Yeah, the last one at the Gaylord, or before the Gaylord.
Before the Gaylord.
Yeah, at the Hilton.
Yeah, segue, leaning forward, that was my first time seeing the mini-bosses.
Yeah, mini-bosses, holy shit.
What happened?
Yes.
You haven't heard about what the mini-bosses are doing right now?
What are they doing right now?
They are on tour with Jimmy Eat World.
What?
Yeah, they are opening for Jimmy Eat World.
What?
Next Thursday, they're in Stroudsburg.
What?
Yeah. So what are you doing next Thursday?
I have rehearsal.
Like, I really, really want to go to that show.
Yeah, you definitely do. They've got Kirby from Metroid Metal on guitar now. Yeah.
Oh, that's who... Oh.
Well, he's also from Temp Sound Solutions, but right. I guess...
Yeah, let's focus on Metroid Metal. I'm not a Sean Faze fan, so I try to ignore him as much as possible and his entire existence.
I like him, but, you know, to each his own.
Well, we have a history, so...
Yeah.
I
understand.
Which you've explained at least, I think, 3 times on
the show.
Have
I explained it on the show?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. This isn't even the only podcast where I've heard people talk about him that way.
Because he pisses off a lot of people.
We're the only podcast that matters.
He's like a little man child when everything is not perfect in his eyes.
Speaking of man childs,
Chris, what are you up to? No.
God damn it.
Hey, you stalled too long. I was taking that opportunity.
I know. I'm not going anywhere with it.
I'm not going anywhere.
I was just trying to continue the conversation.
You're dick.
Sorry.
I'm totally going to go see the mini bosses in that other band in Oklahoma.
That other band. That other band that mini bosses are headlining.
How funny would it be if there were people that were actually legitimately like showing up and they were just like, yeah, mini bosses. And then as soon as they were done, they just fucking left.
Dude. That may be along the lines of my plans.
I like Jimmy Eat World though. Like, I wouldn't want to miss them.
I can't imagine an instance where I'm like, I want to make sure that I don't miss Jimmy Eat World. Like,
if I drive an hour and a half and pay $40 for a ticket, I'll watch half of Jimmy Eat World.
Half? You wouldn't even stay for the whole thing. Like,
dude,
I
never stay for an entire headliner.
I do. I will be if I go in December. If we go to that concert in December, I'll be there like all day.
Which one?
Opeth and In Flames.
Opeth is pretty awesome, though.
I've never gotten a chance to see them. This will be our third time, I think, in seeing In Flames.
Like, there's some I'll stay the whole time for, but a lot of, like, even, I know you don't like them, but when I would go see Breaking Ben, I'd be like, all right, 10 songs in, time to go. Just because I want to beat traffic.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're, I don't know. It depends. Because, I mean, like, certain bands, like, obviously, like, when I go to see Opeth, I'm going to avoid the traffic by just staying longer. Like, it's like, I'm just like, I'll wait until everybody else goes, and then I'll go.
But, like, most of the shows I've been to recently are at, like, the Chameleon Club.
Mm.
With that shitty parking garage across the street. Mm-hmm. Try leaving there when everybody else is leaving.
Forget it. Just wait 2 hours.
Hear that or leave early. Beat the
rush. I don't know. I'd rather wait until after, because then like you could just kind of sneak around by the tour buses and try and see if you could meet somebody.
Yeah.
Depending actually, on be a creeper. At Nerdapalooza, I wound up helping They Might Be Giants' crew load their stuff back into their trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were just their bitch.
Yeah, but you know what, man? That's an experience.
True.
You'd be like, I loaded their equipment and I was messing around with, like, you know, I was bullshitting with their road crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I got my stuff stolen too.
Nice.
We are the road crew.
How much shit do you get stolen from you, Chris?
You know, I had a pretty good thing going until about last year, and then like all my stuff started getting stolen all the time.
God damn, they might be giants.
Bastards.
It wasn't them, it was somebody on the streets of Orlando, I suppose.
I swear it wasn't They Might Be Giants. Sticking up for the people who've wronged you.
Particle Man.
That'd be funny if they were listening to this and like, those sons of bitches.
Like, I thought he never mentioned
the stuff besides a camera that I had in the bag. Like, it was all just They Might Be Giants merchandise. So why would they have stolen it?
So they can resell.
That's 50.
Yeah, they can sell it again. Like,
nobody would question it.
$50 they could get again.
I had a Wario hat too. That was really cool.
Oh, that sucks then.
That's the stinger.
Like, yeah, I know. Oh, my camera with all my pictures of the entire weekend and several weekends back, because I'm very bad at backing up my stuff.
several nudes.
Albums by my favorite band that I'll, you know, not see again unless I buy them online or at another show. But, oh, no, my Wario hat. No, that's the last straw.
Wario hat and dick pics.
Several incriminating nudes.
Dick pics from the Wario hat.
Yeah, right.
They didn't even get a chance to get leaked to the internet.
Nope. That's when you know that you've made it. They're gonna start. You're gonna see like a subreddit pop up of all like VGM artists of being nude with Wario hats in front of their junk.
That sounds like a disturbing subreddit. I probably will not be visiting that one over and over again.
Until you find out that you're on it, and then you're like, I got to find out what's on.
That's a pretty good pick. I'm glad they used that one.
Well, I got to find out who else they got.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what am I being compared to?
A.L. Sean, more like A.L. Schlong.
Oh, shit.
Grant Henry, more like Grant Harry.
Oh, I did not.
Is there a joke that could be made of stemmage?
That was Grant Henry.
You could see his ball stemmage.
No, I know.
Ball stemmage.
That stem that connects the wiener to the sack.
That sounds awfully clinical.
Yes, clinical. That is the scientific term.
Oh my god.
It's the cock stem. Video game.
Not the cock, just only the stem.
Yes. Cock stemmage.
cock stemmage. speaking of stemmage, I sent Grant a message, I think like yesterday or the day before, and I was asking him if we're still doing the Buy Bros Bones CD, which I don't know, Chris, if you've heard about this from the previous episodes.
Possibly not. Why don't you explain to the folks at home?
Well, now we know who doesn't listen to the show anymore.
Bastard. So Buy Bros Bones was an idea that kind of came up while Grant was on the show about him and I both wanting Xbox Ones. And I was just like, why don't we just put together a split CD and all of the proceeds of the CD sales go to us buying Xbox Ones and playing together. And
that's pretty brilliant.
So, but he's with the move and everything that he's got going on, he doesn't really have time for it, but I may still do it myself unless I find somebody else that wants to go in on it with me. I don't know.
Hey, Chris Taylor,
do you have, an Xbox One?
I don't.
Would you want an Xbox One?
I would accept one, I suppose. I don't even have a 360. I'm like,
he's old school. He is retro gamer.
Well, let's see here. So maybe we could do like a three-way split. So if it's like me, you, and somebody else, we could like we'll just do like three or four songs a piece, and then we sell the CD, and all the proceeds of the CD goes to us buying Xboxes.
Yeah, that sounds fine to me. I mean, I don't have any real recording facility at the moment. I just moved, so I'm between living situations at the moment.
You're out of the band.
So. You're out of the band.
All right, well, Xbox One for me again.
Aw, shucks. I'm still actually really upset with myself that I wasn't able to network enough to try and find a spot to perform at MAGFest in January.
The game appears to have changed a lot, so I'm not even sure what's what anymore. So
yeah,
because I basically like started pimping myself out as much as I possibly could. Where I was just like, if you need a musician for any instrument in a standard rock band, be it guitar, bass, drums, whatever, let me know and I will totally play.
Automatone.
Maybe automatone.
Theremin.
I have to get batteries.
That's what she said.
Do I need to get batteries? Really bad. But yeah, I was just like, I really want to play. If anybody knows anybody that needs someone to perform, I'll bring all my gear. I'll be ready to roll. But I couldn't find the right people. I want to play so bad. I really, really do. I know. I've got ideas in the works with some people, like some seeds have been planted.
Nice.
But it's just a matter of I don't know when that stuff's going down, because I know one of them. I don't know. One of them might actually involve. I don't know if it involves Kirby, or if it's something that Kirby was involved in and isn't anymore. So that's why I'm waiting on that.
It's going to be Temp Sound Solutions, isn't it?
No, it's a drumming gig.
To Joe's chagrin.
I'd be so sad if you were like working with Sean Faze.
No, it's what the hell is her name? Shit, no. I can't remember her name now.
Who?
Uh-oh. Probably step one should be to buy batteries for your doohickey, and then
yeah, but I'm not using the automaton.
Collaborator.
It's the drums. I think it was I'm just going to look it up quick, cuz I don't remember. I'm so terrible with names. I feel so bad. Like, I am awful with names.
Me too.
You were so good at this.
I'm so great at this. I am the best at this. Let's see here. So Cheryl Norfair,
his girlfriend.
Oh yeah. Cheryl Norfair. So I love her.
She
great.
She talked to me at 8.5 about she needed a drummer for something. So I might be doing something with her, and I forget who else. And then I think Ryberg wants me to do something.
Yeah.
Another Chris.
Yeah, I think. Well, the thing with Chris, I think, is supposed to be a Chrono Trigger rock opera.
Nice.
Okay.
I think. So yeah. So those are. But I mean, obviously, that stuff's like. I mean, the music's not even done, so it's not like we'd be able to attempt to try and get into MAG. because the registrations are all closed for that shit anyway. So,
Chrono Trigger Rock Opera. So is this going to be Those Who Tech?
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no clue. Just asked if I could do drums for it, and I was like, yeah. Like, whatever.
I'm in.
You tell me when.
Chrono Trigger.
And I will do
Chrono Trigger drums are pretty fun, I think. Well, they sound fun.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be representative of the original score. I think it's supposed to be embellished.
Well, someone was supposed to do a Chrono Trigger remix.
Well, I got really busy. I'm still working on stuff because I want to put out, whether it be the By Bros Bones CD idea thing, whether it be with other people or by myself or what have you. I think that's going to be the thing that I'm going to attempt to try and have done for the Magfest in January, so I have something to try and sell down there. But albeit, I would love to try and get an Xbox before Christmas. So I don't know how I want to do that.
Well, if you do it this month, I got an email about how new Xbox One owners can be referred by a friend, and each of them will get 25,000 reward points.
Huh.
Which turns out to like $25.
Huh.
That's awesome.
So maybe I should just start like, maybe, you know what? Maybe
they're starting to get a little desperate, aren't they?
Maybe it should be a single.
I don't think Xbox is getting desperate at all. I think they are beating the shit out of PlayStation, just not in sales.
Ah, okay.
But I, as an actual product...
Let me put it to you this way. Now that I have been involved with the reselling of both major consoles from two different sellers...
Stores.
I have seen zero Xbox Ones traded in.
Nice.
I have seen at least 40 or 50 PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4s.
And what about GameComs?
None.
Yeah, Randall never traded his in yet.
And albeit as well, I have not seen any Wii U's traded in either.
Good.
I still want a Wii U. I think that would be great.
Wee.
Love to try that new Smash Bros.
Dude, that's all I've been playing.
So good.
That is all I've been playing.
It's so good.
I hear they have Wario now.
Yes. They do. He has a hat. The big news came out this.
That's my little out of touch retro gamer.
I will say this. Fucking the Ameribro Mario is really funny.
Everyone is like, oh my god, why'd they have to give him such an American thing? Like, was it either tennis or golf on the NES? That was his outfit.
That was his outfit.
So that's not just a America, fuck yeah kind of reference. That's a game reference.
I do really love that,
but
though.
Hey,
I know, I love it.
I love America.
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 America's great. And hey, the Japanese actually have come up with the most American video game in the world without, you know... just based on their imagination.
And what game is that?
Metal Wolf Chaos.
Oh, God.
Actually, it's Little Red Riding Hood Zombie Barbecue.
Jesus Christ.
That's pretty good, too. Isn't that a Hans Christian Andersen story, though? So isn't that technically German?
I guess.
I don't think his had the zombie barbecue in it.
I think it had less molasses and... and less Walking Dead.
Yeah, here's the email. Earn 25,000 reward credits. Joe, there's no better way to enjoy the system than with friends. Very true. Why not share the experience and split 50,000 credits? Half for you, half for the first friend to complete this offer. It's one of our biggest offers, and it's handpicked for loyal reward members like you.
I got that.
You got it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have a fucking Xbox One?
No, I have a rewards account, though.
Oh, no, I'm saying this is for, like, the offer was
different
picked
one.
For me. No, it's still Xbox Live Rewards, but the offer only went out, I guess, to certain people, I would imagine. But if you upgrade...
No, I got that one, too.
This email?
Yes, I got that email.
When?
Like, a week ago.
Because I got it today.
Yeah, I got it, like, a week ago.
Huh.
Which is funny, because I never do anything on my Xbox.
But yeah, you haven't until the 26th. And then we'll each get dollar bills, yo.
I don't think I'll be able to swing it by then. unless, like I said, unless I put out just a single that's literally just called, like, Buy Me an Xbox.
Maybe.
And it's just one song, and all of the sales of that one song go towards me.
Make it a buck.
Xbox. Yeah.
Put it on Bandcamp. Throw it on Facebook.
You should make the song, the one song costs $400.
Well, no. I'll do it a dollar. Well, see, the thing is, because on Bandcamp,
I kind of like his idea.
On Bandcamp, I would have to sell, holy shit, I'd have to sell it like, what, 400 or 500, at least like 500 or 600 times.
Probably.
Because of the percentage that they take.
Well, you could always put a minimum price on it.
Well, yeah, I was going to do a minimum of like a dollar or something like that.
And if someone throws you like $2.
Nobody's going to pay $2 for one song.
Depends on what the song is.
I was going to put vocals in it. That, like,
buy me an Xbox.
Like, it was going to be a long, if I go this route, it's going to be a longer song. Like, I was thinking, like, something along the lines of, like, you know, you heard the song that I put at the end of the Ethereal album. It was like 11 minutes or 12 minutes or something like that. Like, make it like a proggy, like, epic thing, and have like a lot of different parts of it where a couple parts would be like really heavy and really like ridiculous, and then other parts would be like ballady, like,
dude, Halo medley.
Or, you know what you could do? Acapella Spark Mandrel.
That doesn't really ring towards Xbox though.
No, but
it'll get you the sales.
It might. Because what I wanted to do was, I wanted to do like part of, I had already thought about this like a couple days ago while I was driving in between here and Scranton for my job. I was thinking that I might, a portion of the song would be something along the lines of like, buy me an Xbox, I just want to play. And then each measure after that would be like a different, like one measure, two measures or something like that would be a different game that I want to play on the Xbox, and find a song or a medley, a melody or something that I could put alongside of it, but do like Dead Rising, Killer Instinct, and Diablo, like have those all be like really like death metal-y like kind of songs, and then switch over to like something like really happy and go lucky and do like Peggle 2, like Forza Horizon 2,
Hot Shots Golf.
Yeah, like that, shit.
Nine Holes of Xmas.
Like shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, so have like the complete like reverse of each sides, and then be like, I just want to play Diablo. And then like switch over to like
Peggle 2. I just want to appreciate how off all of Chris's references were when you were saying that. First he mentioned Sudeikis, which, while I would love to see a new one, it's been like, what, 15 years?
Yeah.
Because it was on the original Xbox, and we haven't heard from it since.
I just remember them making a big deal about it, and then I started it, and I only got like 20 minutes in, and there was no action, so I turned it off.
And you were like, fuck this.
And I love that game, too. And then,
is it good?
I loved it, yeah.
Okay, if it gets good, I'll give it another shot.
I don't know how well it holds up all these years later, but I might just have the rose-tinted glasses on.
You mean you're drunk?
Yes.
Okay.
And so,
it's all that medication.
I love you.
I am on all Haitian right now. But then he followed it up with Hot Shots Golf,
which was PlayStation.
On PlayStation.
Yeah.
And then I added Nine Holes of Xmas. If you didn't,
which was Outlaw Golf.
I'm sorry. I actually own it too, and that's the worst.
That's the worst part. Is you got your own reference wrong.
Yeah. And he could have also thrown in nine more holes of Xmas, since they did a follow-up. Yeah.
Wow. Is that anything like the Knight's Christmas game? Like, is it just like really stupid good?
No, it's Outlaw Golf.
No, it is not.
But since I mentioned one email before, we could go to another email that I got. Not show, me. Just me personally.
You personally,
yes.
Okay.
Today's Nintendo downloads, because today is Thursday instead of Wednesday. Because I was in the ER and medicated. Big thing releasing today is the... Oh, wait. Yeah, it is today. The demo of Bayonetta 2.
Nice.
Demo.
Demo. The demo.
A free demo?
The demo. The free demo.
We all know about how I feel about free demos.
Yeah, you don't comprehend what they are.
I just don't download them.
Well, this is Bayonetta 2.
I may download it, maybe.
And it's free to download.
Yep.
And also on the virtual console for the Wii U, Castlevania Circle of the Moon. Fuck yes. Yeah.
I need to start getting into Castlevania games.
Yep.
That's one of the very few ones I do not own, nor have I played.
Well, there you go.
Now's your chance for like $6-7 or whatever the hell it is. Even better, next week.
Wait. Oh, Circle of the Moon, the Game Boy Advance game.
Yeah.
I was totally thinking Legacy of the something or whatever, the werewolf one on the Nintendo 64.
No, I wish they would have shit like that.
Hi-oh.
No, I totally played Circle of the Moon. I like it.
Yeah, the Game Boy Advance launch title that nobody could see because they weren't backlit.
I can see it now.
Yeah, because my systems are backlit now. But even better, next week, Harmony of Dissonance and Aria of Sorrow are coming out.
Yes. I never played Harmony of Dissonance, but I've always wanted to, and I definitely
I heard
love
a lot about
Aria
that one.
Sorrow.
I think
Harmony of Dissonance was the first import game I ever bought because a little indie game store I used to go to all the time in Allentown, they would carry us a handful of Game Boy imports since they were region free,
right?
And they had that, and I watched someone playing it, and I just like on the spot I picked it up and started playing it. And then the English version came out and I wanted to understand what the fuck I was doing. So I got that too.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
That's a really good reason.
Yeah.
But really in Castlevania games it's not that important.
Run around, beat shit up, don't die.
Well, you kind of want to know what your items do.
Yeah. That's true.
Not necessary.
Yeah.
No.
Especially with all the souls and shit that you get in those games that you have to equip and know what they do.
I want souls.
You're a soul.
Oh, man. Sometimes. Is Aria or is it Dawn of Sorrow that has the ghost vacuum cleaner?
Oh, it might. Who knows? It might be both.
I think you're thinking of Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, yeah. I'm always mistaken.
Yeah, that's way different. It's substantially different, actually.
Well, good on Luigi for having his own mansion, though.
Right? You would get on him.
Hey, you would think that Mario would have like an actual place to stay, but he's always just bouncing around. He doesn't have his own house. Luigi has a fucking mansion.
At best, Mario has his own hotel.
True. Oh, look at that reference.
God.
Oh my God.
That's awful. Unless he sleeps in like a cot at the hospital that he's a doctor at.
All we know is that he has a bed and he has some fucked up dreams in that bed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dreaming and of sometimes big frogs he goes and whatnot.
Missing. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Chris Taylor.
Dreaming of frogs with like what is it? Stomach acid issues. What is it called?
Reflux.
Yeah.
That's a thing, I guess.
Well, I mean, that's almost the first game where I can remember you have to, you know, defeat the bad guy through heartburn.
I can't think of any other ones, so I mean, I'm sure they're out there. There's a lot of different games out there.
Allow me to rattle you off a list. No, I'm just kidding.
No, there isn't. There's only like 7 games.
Did you see that guy on eBay selling?
I thought of one.
Okay, go ahead.
Legend of Zelda. Dodongo dislikes smoke.
You're force-feeding him a bomb.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's still an issue.
That's not force-feeding if you set it down in front of him and that stupid fat ass just eats everything in front of him.
I thought you had to throw it in his mouth.
No, in the first game, you just put it on the ground and he'll walk into it.
Oh.
And if you look at, like, Ocarina of Time, I mean, that thing is so big. Like, how are you going to force feed that? You're just kind of tricking it into eating something.
Well, did you... I mean, they make you do it in Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't played that yet.
Like, literally, like, he's like, "Roar, I'm an asshole," and you go... and you're just like, "Have a bomb, bitch."
"Roar, I'm an asshole."
Yeah.
Direct quote from the game.
Yeah, you know, there's things that get misconstrued in the language gap between Japanese.
Well, it is supposed to be an edgier game,
right? So they're so he's like, "Roar, I'm an asshole," and then you throw a bomb in his.
Fuck, that's what I was originally playing as music on the show this week, Hyrule Warriors music.
That makes sense.
But we talked about mini bosses, so I feel like we got to play mini bosses.
Actually, we have to play Jimmy World.
If you're listening, whoa.
Without being an asshole, I wanted to ask what their popular song was.
They had a bunch.
I know one of them I have to play.
They had a couple.
Which one do you have
One's
to play?
One's the middle, for sure.
That one.
Take some time.
Yeah, that one. I hate that. In the middle. I hate that. Don't just stop.
If I had
a dollar for every time that I had to play that, I would have enough for like 8 or 9 Xbox Ones. No, like 8 or 9 of them. And that's just within the past couple years.
It's like, a good song, though.
Isn't it crazy how like that like sort of alternative music just sticks around for absolutely ever?
Oh, and it's so good.
Shut up, Joe.
Oh, God, it's so good.
Joe.
Futures is one of my favorite songs to play in Rock Band.
Joe.
I know, you can understand the words they say. It's not your kind of music. Then you would like it.
No. The problem is, don't ever become part of a fucking bar cover band or multiple ones.
I'm not talented. I have no problem with that.
Because I have to play that song 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay.
For the past couple years of my life.
Okay.
It's not.
How do you think Jimmy Eat World feels? They have to play that song every fucking concert they have.
Yeah, but they wrote it. They're entitled to it. And they kind of have to. Like, it's, you know, like if I wrote a song and everybody wanted me to play it and I was forced to play it, if people wanted to hear it and it was something that I wrote, I would feel completely different about it. Because you should be writing the stuff that you would want to play.
Okay. Either way, you're getting paid to play a song.
A really bad one.
You're just getting paid less to play someone else's song. And it's
not true, because you know what? In some instances, there's a lot of cover bands that make way more money than the originals.
Really?
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's really terrible.
Yeah, I don't see Sugar Ray getting too much music money anymore.
Nope. He's in Sharknado too.
Yeah, I know. I know.
As a lead.
We all had to watch Sharknado 2. It was on. Ashley's like, Sharknado's on. I'm like, fuck, I guess we're doing this.
I guess.
I'm only going to watch it when the Rift Tracks come out.
I love Rift Tracks. I'm so pissed off that I missed the original Sharknado Rift Tracks live.
I almost missed it. The movie theater had their schedules wrong, so when they started the live feed, it was already an hour into it.
Ugh.
Yeah, so the manager came out and apologized to everybody and refunded our money, and then they immediately repeated the feed.
Oh,
like,
that's
when it was
good.
Done. Yeah, so I technically got to watch it twice.
One and a half times.
And you didn't pay for it, so that's cool.
Yeah, I didn't pay for it at all, so.
That's even better.
Yeah, I wanted to go see it, but that was when Ashley was still doing her two jobs. And, like, the movie would have ended at 9, and she had to work at 10.
Fuck that.
So driving from Sealands Grove back to Danville after the movie, who knows if the movie would have went long or if parking would have been a pain.
Right.
Then her driving to work wouldn't have happened.
Nah.
So I was sad. But
negative.
Video games. We were talking about video games.
So it's
that one time.
That's a video game.
Did you see the dude selling a massive collection on eBay?
A massive collection of what?
Video games.
What specifically?
Complete sets for Super Nintendo, Game Boy, Game Boy Color, N64, GameCube, Virtual Boy, 32X, Master System, Game Gear, and NES, except for stadium events. In addition to additional complete sets for things like the Genesis. Trying to see what else is here.
Engage.
Oh, God, I would hope so. I would hope so. But
we're the experts now on the complete set of N-Gage games.
It's true.
Thanks to episode 50.
True.
You know the number? Jesus Christ.
Wasn't it 50? I know it was
I
on there
know.
50
I don't fucking
and like
know.
55.
I barely remember last week.
It's
there
true,
was some
we
guy
don't.
On last week.
It was fun.
It was like we talked about stuff.
How is his Kickstarter going?
They completed.
Did they?
They made it.
Sweet.
And they go until Friday night, Saturday morning, something like that.
Very cool.
But yeah, they hit their goal.
Nice.
But almost 6,000 games are in that collection, including, for some reason, a framed copy of No One Wants to Play Sega with Harrison Ford, signed by the artist Brandon Bird.
That's weird.
I don't know. But the asking total, $164,000.
Oddly enough,
really does. That seems doable.
Yeah, oddly enough, that seems fair.
And if I had $164,000,
I would kill you.
I would buy the fuck out of that.
I would kill you.
No, I would buy you an Xbox and you'd leave me alone.
That may be true.
if anybody that I personally know would buy that collection, it would be Joe.
God, I would love that.
Funny thing is, actually, my boss just bought a collection of a bunch of old, like, original Ninja Turtles figures.
Nice.
All of them still sealed.
Oh shit.
And none of, like, and a lot of the ones, like, on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Board's not even warped, not even punched out on the top. Like,
holy fuck.
Dude, like, it's estimated somewhere around like 16,000-17,000.
Jesus.
For the
Christ.
Whole collection. You want to know what he paid for it?
Couple hundred.
Like a grand.
Jesus.
Yikes.
The only downside is having to price all that and sell it.
If he individually.
Then again, that's what you get paid for.
That's what I get paid for. That's what I'm there.
You know
for.
What? Yeah, you see, you know what I would do, though? I would open it the hell up and play with them.
True.
Oh my God,
I don't believe
no.
in sealed stuff.
Oh my God, no. You do real like
Steve is going to make like 15 grand. You're going to get like $40 for posting it.
Yeah. He gives me hookups, man. Like he helps me out.
You don't have an Xbox One yet.
I've only been working for him for 3 weeks. Not even 2, maybe ish.
Oh, speaking of, Ashley does want to check out that one in Scranton. That place above the store.
The stairs suck, man. Like, they really suck.
If it gets us out of Danville.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, like, the place is huge.
You were saying it's massive, so we at least want to go check it out.
Well, I could show you whenever you guys want, because I have the keys for it.
Okay.
So.
Video game.
Yeah. No, I figured I'd talk to you more about that after the show.
Hear about all the fun shit hitting Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate?
Something about, what was it? Fucking.
There. First off, Link stuff is going to be in there. Legend of Zelda, like Sword Shield.
Nice.
Costume. Yep. Sonic the Hedgehog has an outfit in the game.
Okay.
And not the one that looks like Sonic the Hedgehog. One that looks like a fucking hedgehog that's blue. It's hilarious and disturbing at the same time.
That's cool.
And then they just announced that there's going to be Samus Metroid stuff in the game.
Yeah.
Which is going to be awesome.
Wasn't there? There's already like Star Fox stuff in it, right? That was announced.
No, that's in Bayonetta too.
Oh. What are you talking about?
Monster Hunter 4?
Monster Hunter. I'm sorry. I'm retarded. I'm dumb. Yeah, that should be interesting. I think maybe Monster Hunter 4 will be the one that I actually take seriously and try and play a bit.
Yeah.
Because we all know how well my Monster Hunter 3 experience went.
Yeah, I tried a demo of one or those or the other, but never really quite got into it.
It seems like one of those games that I'm going to have to sit and play with someone so that they can give me the run through on how to actually play it right.
Well, it looks like 4 Ultimate.
That's how I'm feeling about it.
It looks like 4 Ultimate so far is just going to be 3DS.
Well, yeah, but 4 isn't just regular 4 supposed to be on the Wii U?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't know. They put out so many versions.
Yeah.
One thing that isn't out that was supposed to be out on Tuesday is the free PlayStation Plus version of Drive Club.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. Game's out in stores. You can buy it. But you can't get the free version that was promised to PlayStation Plus users. You know the launch game for the PS4.
Yeah, a year ago.
Yeah. Apparently, there's server congestion issues.
Bullshit.
Like, they didn't have an extra year to plan for this.
Bullshit.
Like, they didn't know it would be going to all PlayStation Plus members, and they couldn't get enough servers to be like, hey, we have 5 million PlayStation Plus subscribers. Let's make sure we have enough servers to cover all those people.
And then some.
Let's add in the pre-order numbers as well. Let's be prepared.
Servers cost money, and how are they going to get that?
True.
It's not like they're a business.
So yeah.
They're all too busy buying Xbox Ones.
They're all busy trying to think of songs that they're going to write for the CD that they can sell to attempt to make people buy them an Xbox One.
Yeah,
they're just buying Xbox Ones and throwing them away. Just throwing them over the side.
I throw you in garbage. You're so ugly.
You're so ugly.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to comparing Drive Club and Forza Horizon 2.
But now you could just enjoy Forza Horizon 2.
But
more.
Now I can absolutely, without a doubt, say that 3 months or 3 days after Drive Club has released, for a fact, I have had a lot more fun with Forza Horizon 2.
Well, there you go.
I've played it a lot more. I've enjoyed it a lot more because it's available.
True.
Because you can play it.
It's a tangible object.
Indeed. And also,
playing
it's really
games
fucking
is usually
fun.
The difference between liking them and not liking them.
You would think so.
You know, that's not always the case.
No.
People have gone back and forth. Have you ever played it? No.
I liked Destiny a whole lot better before it was out.
Yeah, right?
That's...
People keep going back and forth between liking and disliking Final Fantasy 15, I noticed.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I still don't think the jury will be quite out until, like, even when the game is out.
I feel like there's people that were flip-flopping back and forth between saying that they liked and disliked Destiny, and now all of them are saying they dislike it.
There's a lot of people saying I it's a terrible game, but I can't stop playing it.
That's good, I guess.
I
spent far less money on games.
Crack is really terrible for you. Crack is really bad for you.
I will say that that Destiny is up there with Watch Dogs is one of the biggest disappointments. Which seems to be the norm this generation. Like, Titanfall was hyped to be the greatest thing ever. And I had a lot of fun with it, but a few months later, people were like, why did we give a shit about that? Oh, Watch Dogs is coming. That's going to be the greatest thing ever. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be incredible. Watch Dogs, I don't know, that kind of sucked. And that was like, oh my God, Destiny is going to be the greatest thing ever. I was singing its praises. I loved the beta. I had a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Game came out. I can't bring myself to play it. It's just,
I enjoyed
there's
it.
Not enough.
I enjoyed it. I did. I think the main issue for me was I didn't have other people to play it with.
Yeah.
Which that was a big thing. But I think the other thing about it was they're just really, like you said, there wasn't enough to do in it.
Yeah, it seemed like so much shit was held for DLC. And after the recent news and videos of people accessing DLC areas... shit's on disc. Like, It's just pulled content.
Yep.
Which Bungie insisted they didn't do.
And honestly, from Bungie, I mean, like, I'm like, surprised.
I know. I've never had an issue with Bungie just blatantly lying to people.
Mm-hmm.
They've always seemed very forthcoming with anything that they were doing.
Right.
And even if those areas aren't complete or they don't have the enemies in place or they don't have... the actual script written for those areas, just the fact that those massive areas are on the disc and they're just locked off, that's pretty fucking shitty.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
That shit's on disc.
I'm still waiting on the DLC for Tetris Attack to come out, downloaded on my Super Nintendo.
You know, there may be a fan
service.
It's
called Pokemon Puzzle League.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, actually, that game is no joke.
Pokemon Puzzle League? And I don't even know what is that?
It's Tetris Attack.
Is it really?
It's,
yeah.
For what?
It is Tetris Attack. N64. It's they use the Pokemon the cartoon with the American voices.
Yep.
Really?
Fun fact, it is the only Pokemon game to never release in Japan.
Oh wow.
Wow.
I didn't know
never
that at
never
all.
Put out in Japan.
Huh.
Well, because they have Panel de Pons, so they would have had no reason to call it anything else.
Yeah.
Is that on any of the virtual consoles?
No. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't think
just
it would
like
be.
Just like Tetris Attack isn't.
What the fuck?
Well, that's more a Tetris licensing thing. They,
well, yeah, but okay, so
they
Pokemon.
Use, yeah, I don't know why
plus
Pokemon
is. In Japan, it's a totally different game, and it kind of has its own identity over there.
Yeah, in Japan, as, none of the Yoshi
Princess
stuff
Fairy
is there.
Characters.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Called Panel de Pan, and all your characters, like all the music's the same, actually, except for Yoshi's theme.
Yeah. No, pen.
And but you play as Lips is the main character.
Lips.
And yeah, the main fairy and a whole bunch of other woodland like fairy creatures.
Woodland creatures.
And at the end, you fight some kind of weird anime goddess looking thing.
And if the name Lips actually sounds kind of familiar, the item in Smash Brothers called Lips Stick, which puts the flower on your head, which drains your life, is from Panel de Pan.
Oh.
You're motherfucking getting learned today, bitches.
Learning stuff.
Speaking School
of,
your ass.
Speaking of learning stuff, I just learned that I've been playing the home run smash mode completely fucking wrong all these years.
Why? What have you been doing?
Well, now, I haven't really hardcore gotten into any Smash Brothers games previous to this one, so I've been playing this like fucking constantly, and I'm really, really enjoying it. But I didn't know that you were supposed to do a, again, because I don't play the games and I'm not good at them, I didn't know that you had to do a final smash at the end of it. I thought it was just you just hit the thing as much as you can, and then when the timer runs out, the last hit that you do will make him go forward. And yeah, so I'm an idiot.
I'll be the first one to call you a stupid asshole.
Yep.
You know that bat that always sits behind you?
Oh, no. I was hitting them with the bat.
And you know how the bat does that home run smash?
I also didn't know that it's probably best if you do attacks to the thing before picking up the bat.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would just run back, I'd pick up the bat, and then I would just, like, hit the thing a couple times and then hope for the best.
You never thought to do a home run smash with that thing.
I didn't know what... Listen... I didn't even know what smashes were. Like, I just did moves. I didn't know, like, I didn't know anything about that fucking game, realistically.
Something's going off on my phone.
Something.
Oh, I got an email.
Yeah, I just, there was a lot of, there was a lot of things about that game that I went into it saying, like, oh, now I understand it. Like, even, like, what was it, the fucking, like, the orb that floats around? So that you could do your final smash?
Yeah. Smash ball?
Yeah. I didn't know how to do my final smash.
Hit B.
Well, right. I was just like button mashing and then hoping for the best. And then I realized like literally all you have to do is just stand still.
And hit
B. And I'm like, yeah. Wow, I'm a fucking retard.
Or
like,
not B, but whatever.
It's one of those things that it's way easier than you think it's going to be.
I know. It's dumb.
I'm the biggest idiot of all because I have not played the new Smash Brothers yet.
You are an idiot for not.
Well, someone needs to do that.
I have can't a afford 3DS, it right now because I'm between jobs. But I instead obtained a copy of Smash Super Smash TV. So
I love
close.
That game.
I think Smash game. Brothers is still better.
Smash Brothers is better, but Smash TV holds a special place in my heart.
Well, here's more news we could report if you don't have it for 3DS. November 21st is when the Wii U version is releasing.
Let me ask you this, Joe, since you have the 3DS version.
Penis.
Okay, next question. Do you think...
Two penises.
All right, next question. Do you think that you will stop playing the 3DS version when you get the Wii U version? Or vice versa? Like, will you continue to play the 3DS version and disregard the Wii U version? Like...
I think for the most part, I'll move on to the Wii U version.
Okay.
But when you're out and about, like at MAGFest,
right.
Multiplayer Smash right. will definitely be a thing. Exactly. But I think it was very smart to release the 3DS version first because that kind of gives people a taste for it.
Do you think it's going to be that much more different from the Wii U version? Like, do you think the Wii U version is going to have a lot more shit? Because it seems like there's a lot of stuff in this version already. And I've seen other games that I've played on the Wii U and I've played on the 3DS. And there were differences, but it seemed like the majority of everything was there.
I don't think there's going to be a lot more stuff, but I think we'll see different stuff. I know they've talked about having exclusive stages on the Wii U, exclusive stages on the 3DS.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be surprised if the Game Boy stage, like the what is it, the Kirby stage, the Dream Course one. I wouldn't be surprised if that would only be on the 3DS.
Yeah. By the way, that's one of the coolest stages in the game.
It's awesome. I
especially
love it.
With 3D on.
I can't play with the 3D. It messes with my
animals. You bitch.
It messes with my head.
You dumb bitch.
I'm sorry.
Chris, you dumb bitch.
I know I'm sorry. I tried.
You hoe.
I tried. Oh, also, another thing I was doing wrong in Smash Brothers 3DS, and this was something that a lot of people was doing wrong, so I think I might
was
not
they?
Be... Yeah. I might not be the only person that was doing this. But when you get the credits screen...
Beat the shit out of all of them?
Ah, exactly. You're doing it wrong.
No, because you want to uncover the whole picture.
Okay, but you have to punch the things in front of the space of the picture that's not revealed yet.
I know.
I didn't know
I'm not
that.
Doing it wrong.
Okay. I
figured that out the first time I did it.
Really?
Because I would see chunks go away when I would hit things.
See, I was just paying attention to the stuff that was scrolling up, and I was trying to hit as many of them as possible. And then I was just like, oh, wait a minute. It's uncovering the picture in the back. That makes sense. So
is
yeah.
Is it like a puzzle?
It's a
thing?
It's a thing during the credits. So while the credits are rolling, like all the names are scrolling up and you can do attacks, like your character's on the top screen, and you can do attacks to hit the names and stuff. And the parts of the names will uncover parts of a picture that's in the background, and you try and uncover the entire picture.
That's what I meant, though, is that it seems like that's kind of a like a thing, like the puzzle pieces minigame
of
the 3DS in general.
The good thing is, like, the picture starts at
the
bottom.
That's how I'm picturing it.
It scrolls up.
Yeah, the picture scrolls up, so it's a lot easier to get the stuff at the bottom, because if you miss, like, a tiny corner at the top,
it's such a pain in the ass.
You have to, like, jump up and hit the name at the proper time to uncover that piece of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
I've hit 100% a few times.
Yeah, now that I understand it, I've hit 100% each time.
Sometimes I'll hit, like, 99 point something because there's one little tiny black sliver that
I can't
find.
See. Yeah.
So I'm just like, fuck it, whatever, good enough.
Yeah.
You don't get anything special, really.
Coins,
but whatever. Yeah. Whatevs, they don't know me, I do what I want.
I don't know if there may be a challenge that you have to try and uncover, you know what I mean?
For uncovering 100%, just once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got that one.
Uh-oh.
I thought it was like 90-some percent or something like that.
I thought it was 100, I don't know, whatever.
I don't know. Details. Deets.
Also in that Nintendo news that hit, Series 2 of the Amiibos were announced. Fucking Little Mac is going to be in there.
Yeah.
I forget what the six are. I should probably look that up, huh?
What is that?
The Amiibos? You don't know what Amiibos are?
Go for it, Chris. You tell them.
Okay, so Amiibos are kind of like, think of like a Skylander or... Think of like a Skylander or an Infinity character or something like that, but they're all Nintendo characters, and the stuff that's saved onto the figure is your save data for stuff like... Smash Brothers, I think they're doing stuff with Mario Kart, are they not? Maybe?
Yeah.
So they're going
to it'll have to be patched in.
But regardless, it'll have all of your save statistics and stuff for that character saved onto the figure. So you can go over somebody's house and you can have all of your stats and all that nonsense like loaded in on the character. And then on top of that, it'll start developing its own like CPU style. So you can actually fight the figure and learn how it plays and level it up and do, like, you know, think of it as another player.
Yeah.
Essentially. But it's cool. It seems really, really neat.
He's stunned silent by what we're saying.
Apparently. Either that
gotcha.
Or he's...
Oh, okay. I was going to be like, did we lose you?
Yeah. It's like, or he's not there.
Well, also stunned silent by... Yeah... No, I did have a couple little glitches here.
You're a glitch.
Bad computer connect or internet connection.
That's
or something.
Okay. We forgive
I don't
you.
Know. I don't know computers.
Basically, if you miss part of that, Skylanders with Nintendo characters.
With save data for Smash.
Multiple games, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Mario Party, Smash, Mario Kart. The first wave has 12 characters: Mario, Peach, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, Link, Fox, Samus, Wii Fit Trainer, the Animal Crossing Villager, Pikachu, Kirby, and Marth. And then the second wave has 6, which was just announced a few days ago. It includes Zelda, Diddy Kong, Luigi, Little Mac, Pit, and Captain Falcon.
I feel like the Captain Falcon and the Little Mac ones are going to go like really, really well.
I kind of want the Little Mac one.
Putting Luigi down there with Pit and Captain Falcon.
Yeah. Hey, at least he's announced. Still nothing about Ness.
Well, that'll take a while.
Yeah, hidden character Ness.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Let's be honest.
I'm convinced Nintendo has pretty much given up on them at this point.
They made a level
series. They're like, well, we put it on the Wii U. Now shut up.
They made a level.
Yeah, thankfully they did give Earthbound one stage this time.
They gave a level.
I'm kind of bummed. It's a downgrade from previous Smash games.
Dude, I tell you what though, how awesome is the fucking Animal Crossing level?
It is.
I love that level. It's so great.
But no, the Earthbound stage this time is Magikant.
Check out.
It's awesome. It is so awesome. I like that the captain comes out, and if you hit somebody onto the boat and he's about to leave, it'll launch the guy and it'll kill him. It's great.
While the captain sings a ditty.
Yep. And he does that, like he'll sing a song like when he comes into the frame. It's awesome. I love it. It's great.
Plus they announced Captain Toad's release date, December.
Yeah, that's only what, like $40 or something?
Yeah, $40. A lot of people are wondering how much content's going to be in there for just $40. But I think it makes sense given it's not a known property.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that like gameplay-wise, I mean, how much are they really going to put into it? Because I'm assuming it's just going to be like a more developed part of like the mini game that was in 3D World Land thing, whatever.
Speaking of crazy shit, we didn't get an email from Zach this week.
That's crazy.
But I'm talking to him on Facebook, and I think he's going to call.
Oh,
he's going to call.
He might.
Is he
first time ever? I don't know.
We might want to find that out now because we're already over an hour.
I was like, still time to call. He's like, oh yeah, what's the Skype name? I said, Joe Camnet. He's like, duh,
duh. That is kind of that is kind of duh.
Like, do you have a name on something? Yeah. What is it, Joe Camnet? Shouldn't have even asked, I guess.
I suppose. How's your battery doing on your phone?
I think a phone should be okay.
I had to order a new battery for my phone because it's not holding a charge properly.
57.
That's not bad. That's actually
the iPad is like nearly dead though.
I've got a charger for that too.
Cool.
It's like that cell phone horror game.
Cell phone horror game?
Yeah, it came out on Steam or something. I don't remember what it's called. It's like Dread something.
Dread's getting a sequel. I'm getting Dread 2.
Is it?
Yep. Nice. It got announced. And there's going to be a Tetris movie. I don't know how that happens.
I'm only interested in a Tetris Attack movie.
Well, apparently there's a Tetris movie. I have no idea how they're going to do that. So that's the thing.
It's going to be like people wearing like block costumes.
Apparently... They said that it's going to have nothing to do with the blocks, which I don't know how you can have a Tetris movie or say that it's a Tetris movie and not show the blocks at all. Like that,
Tetrominoes.
I don't know.
They're called Tetrominoes.
Apparently, it's supposed to be a science fiction movie, so maybe they're aliens. I don't know.
Wow. Are they going to add noses to them?
I don't know.
It's just going to be Tetrominoes with noses.
I do not know. Oh, my God.
Are you not familiar with the nomenclature of Tetris? Like, the pieces, that's what they're called?
Tetrominoes?
Tetrominoes, you could. I always, because I say dominoes, which dominoes, like, has a root in two, so I guess it's two sections. I always assume that tetrominoes means four sections.
You're a section.
How about C-sections?
Yeah, those are good too.
Those are good too. Well, that's good to know.
Do you ever have to perform a C-section in Trauma Center?
I don't know. I only got through a couple stages in Trauma Center.
Man, if Ashley was here, she would know that.
Did she play through all of them?
I don't know if she played all the games, but the ones that she did play, she played the hell out of.
I can't say that I'm surprised.
It was
surprised.
Just like Cooking Mama, but with people.
Cooking Mama, but with people?
Yeah.
Murder to people.
Jordan likes Cooking Mama.
I love Cooking Mama. You know what I love the most about Cooking Mama?
What do you like about Cooking Mama?
Just the phrase, if you happen to mess something up and Mama goes, "You're not mine."
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my favorite thing Cooking Mama.
Is that what she actually says? Because I've been trying to figure that out for a while now.
Yeah, those are the words. "You're not mine."
"You're not mine."
Yeah. She disowns you completely just because you messed up chopping a carrot.
Fuck you. You're not mine.
You're not mine.
Hope you die forever.
Man.
Getting better.
Did you ever see the Cooking Mama that was walking around MAGFest, I think, 11?
I was not at MAGFest 11.
No, it might have been 12.
If it was 12, then I should have seen it.
There was a Cooking Mama costume lady that was downstairs taking pictures with people.
A cosplay?
It seemed more official than a cosplay. But it might have been one, but it was perfect pretty much. It was a Disneyland mascot kind of looking costume, you know?
Disneyland mascot kind of thing.
Yeah, like you know how Goofy or Mickey or whatever, it's like it's full costume, like it's got a big head helmet thing and everything.
Yeah.
It was like that. So it was pretty much perfect.
Huh.
Like it looked exactly like the game's illustrations.
Interesting.
I think I have a picture with her or a picture of her. I'll send it.
That'd be cool. Maybe we'll use that as the YouTube picture.
There you go. Call it "You're Not Mine."
You're not mine. It'd be perfect.
I mean, I don't want to overstep my naming things bounds here. That's just my suggestion.
Well, you've done quite a good job of naming stuff.
Considering we're still using that name.
It's true. And we'll probably never stop using it.
Awesome. You'll never stop using it until people are definitely listening.
Indeed. No, because I don't think they ever will.
Get your titties pinched.
Yeah, it was slightly painful.
I don't know if I could add him.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm trying.
Yeah.
I think you have to start a new call if you're going to add him to the call.
Man.
No, add participants.
I tried hitting that like a dozen times.
Well, your phone's actually, like, going cattywampus right now, so.
See, add participant, nothing.
Hmm.
Son of a bitch.
Hmm.
He said he tried calling me, too, and I never even had anything pop up.
Well, no, because you're in a call.
And I go to the call, and I look for something to add, but not seeing nothing. Yeah, missed call.
Huh.
Damn it.
Huh.
I wonder if multi-person calls aren't going to work as well on my phone.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm not entirely sure.
Me neither.
I couldn't tell you.
God
damn it. I was
lucky
enough to get myself on here.
Fix your shit, Chris. So we could do it on the computer again.
I don't know what's wrong with it.
Oh, we might have to drop Chris to get Zach.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
No.
I think that would end your call.
It would. It would end everything.
Either way, we've done like an hour with you anyway.
Yeah, so. go
yeah,
home.
We're done with you, Chris.
I am home.
Say your final word so we can get the fuck rid of you.
Facebook.com/gimmickband. We're playing November 9th in Austin at the Returners CD show. CD release show. They're actually... They lapped us completely on the making a CD thing, so they're actually releasing an album next month.
Don't you have t-shirts now?
We do. We have t-shirts. Right now, we can only sell them through our shows unless you just contact me directly, in which case, just find me on Facebook.
Well, there you go.
And how can we find you on Facebook?
Just find Chris Taylor. I'm a friend of Joe Cam's.
Yeah, you're only Chris Taylor on Facebook.
Yes.
The only one.
No, I mean, if you really want to, it's facebook.com/specificchris, one word.
Specific Chris.
So it's specifically you.
It's a yes. It's a reference to my band, The Specifics, which broke up in 2005.
Nice. Timely reference. Yeah.
Well, they won't let you change the URL, will they?
I believe you can, but it's
a change your name, but not the URL.
I don't remember. Right? I think mine's like Huberk.
Yeah, like
he tried calling a second time. It's just missed call. Guess what, Zach? We can't take your call because we're with Chris.
That's true. All right, Chris.
It was good talking to you again. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Hopefully next time we get you on, we'll have to figure out how to get multiple people on a call.
I just beat Tetris Attack on very hard mode twice while doing this.
Nice.
Thanks for your dedicated attention.
Yeah, that's how important we are.
I can pretty much do anything while playing this game, though.
Gross. Hey, Chris, do you want to know how important you are?
How?
And that's how you hang up on somebody.
Apparently. Okay, Zach, call.
Bleep, bleep. The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hey, not available, you son of a bitch!
I didn't know that you can leave messages.
Me neither.
I was unaware that leaving messages was an option on Skype. That's very, very funny, actually.
Oh my god.
Tell him to call a third time, and then maybe it'll work.
Call me again. You ho.
Use a ho. Use a ho.
It doesn't matter because it says voice messaging is not supported.
What?
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
I don't understand. Hooray for technology.
Oh my god, I think we have him.
Hello.
Yay!
I hear sounds.
Can you hear us?
I hear sound.
Yay!
That works. So,
gentlemen,
we didn't get an email from you this week, so we get a call instead.
Yeah, no email.
It's slightly more important.
But yeah, apparently Skype on my phone won't do multiple callers at once.
Because my laptop is, I don't know what the hell's going on with it right now.
Yeah,
so.
If you listen, oh no, because we didn't keep that part on last week's show.
What part?
With Corey trying to call us, and it would be like, Hagen.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I deleted it, I believe. So what's up, Zach?
So the fabled Zach Lyons is finally on the SML podcast.
Woo.
Tell us who you are and what you do. An hour and a half into the show.
I'm Zach, and I mostly write in novels to the SML podcast.
True.
And I write for and edit for savecontinue.com. 10 out of 10.
I remember that site.
Oh, dear.
Yeah?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I'm not going into anything.
Gracias.
Yeah.
Zach's the good peoples on the site.
I like Zach.
Oh, thanks.
Zach. At least we finally have a voice to go with the email.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's kind of awkward.
It's probably not the proper voice because I'm still waking up.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're on crazy time.
Yeah, no, it's 7:55 AM Friday morning.
Oh my god, you're a day ahead of us?
Damn. What's the future like?
I'm a time traveler.
Yeah, what's Friday like?
It's all right. It's Friday, so it's better than any other day.
Oh, fuck. If it's Friday over there, he knows who wins the football game tonight. Thursday night football. What happened?
I don't follow sports.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, there you go.
I can't bet on it now.
Come on. I follow video games, Joe. This is a video game podcast.
Who are you going to bet on? The Titans?
Are they playing tonight?
It's the Titans and the Colts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet
on the Colts. You're losing me.
Sports
ball.
Well,
the one sports ball team is good. The other sports ball team is less good.
Technically, they have the same record right now.
Do they?
They do.
Sports team.
Sports ball.
Dude, that I love.
The obvious to see.
I love that song. It's great. It's fantastic.
That's such a good album in general.
Yeah, he did a really good job with that. Weird Al Yankovic, by the way.
I also appreciate the fact that it's the first comedy album in history to debut at number one.
Yeah, that's pretty important.
Pretty awesome. Go Weird Al.
Yeah. I'm glad it was him.
Now we just need him to play at the Super Bowl, and this entire conversation comes full circle.
Full circle.
Ed still has nothing to do about video games.
oh, yeah. This is a video game podcast.
Madden?
Video games.
Madden came out recently, and people are very upset because it's the same as every single one of them that came out prior to.
Actually, that didn't come out recently. That's been 2 months.
Madden?
Yeah. August.
No.
Yeah. End of August.
No.
Madden is August. NBA just came out this week.
Yeah, that came out on Tuesday.
Yep. You know what didn't come out on Tuesday?
The Drive Club?
The free PS Plus version of Drive Club.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Shenanigans.
So, talk to us, Zach. What's new in Zachland?
On
Friday.
Well, I'm getting ready for work right now.
Brushing my teeth.
So, if you're moving around, I apologize.
That's okay.
I don't know. Have you guys already talked about what you're playing this week?
No.
No, we haven't.
We haven't
actually.
Done shit this week. We're an hour in. We're an hour in. I don't think we actually really. Okay, we're an hour and a half in. We've barely talked about games. We've touched on some of the news.
We have. We've picked up on some games.
But we have been off topic as usual.
Yeah. Recap for me. What have you talked about?
What the hell did we talk about?
We talked about Xbox Ones.
We did. And how Grant Henry might not be doing the CD with you. But Chris Taylor might.
No bones for bros or whatever.
By bros bones. I might still do it, but I might just do it as a single. Like I'll just put together one really long song and I'll do it myself. Cause then that way, if I can get it out, like by the end of the month, then maybe I can actually get one by Christmas.
Yeah. Because they have that whole, that 25,000 reward point offer going on.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention the fact that also if I can get one by Christmas, I renewed my my GameStop card. So I got one of those buy two, get one pre-owned game things. And I think that one expires like sometime in December. So I'd really like to utilize that because then I can essentially have like a small plethora of games for me to play.
Yeah, that sounded like he's brushing his teeth. I'm really hoping he peed though.
No, I was pouring cornflakes into a cereal bowl.
That had a very watery sound.
Very watery sound,
like high pressure water. But I guess cornflakes are.
No, it's about to become Crunchcast up in here.
Yes,
I'm excited.
It's been a long time since Crunchcast.
I'm sure it'll be happening a lot more often since we're doing them at my house.
Yeah, no, goddammit.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to be trying to do something to get money to get an Xbox, what you'd need to do is try and get it not by Christmas, but by Black Friday, so you can grab a sweet deal that they're inevitably going to have.
True. That's
true.
True.
That's very
Push
true.
Up your deadline a couple weeks, but you'll also save money, so you won't need as much.
Well, there hasn't been any like leaks of Black Friday shit.
No,
yet,
not
has
yet.
There? They normally
so far the only
like another month.
Yeah,
the only Xbox bundle I know of right now isn't a Black Friday one. It's the Sunset Overdrive one.
Right.
Well, it's funny because at least over here, that's like $40 cheaper than a standalone Xbox one. So it's kind of funny.
Interesting.
Huh.
Yeah, I know there's been rumors have picked up a lot about a Master Chief Collection bundle. Apparently,
I probably started one of those rumors. That's something I emailed about last week.
Well, some image came out from some Brazilian game show where Microsoft apparently showed off a Master Chief Collection bundle. Obviously, no word on where it's going to launch or what, but it was another white system with the game. So we'll
see. I don't know how I feel about getting a white system, though.
I'll trade you. I'd love the white one.
I don't know.
Ashley
man.
Would kill me if I was like, I want to get a white one. She'd be like, fuck you, we're getting divorced.
See, because like, I don't know. The only white system that I have over there is the Wii. Because I've got a black Xbox 360. I've got a black Wii U.
Racist.
Slightly.
Yeah.
I've got both of those things as well and a white PS3. So a white Xbox One and kind of balance it out.
I miss my red PS3.
Yeah, the red ones look pretty awesome. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And I will say this. I do kind of want to get myself a PlayStation 2 at some point and start like grabbing some games for that again. Because yeah. I miss playing a lot of stuff on the PlayStation 2. There was a lot of stuff that was really good on that. But if I get a PlayStation 2, that's probably going to be black.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want a black Xbox and just have like a bunch of black stuff.
Keep the theme.
Yeah.
Get the Call of Duty bundle.
Chris, you're so racist.
Dude, I tell you what, man. Like, what? That I like black people more than white people? I mean, consoles? It's true. I like black people and black consoles more than white people and white consoles. Anyway.
I'm let down. We are not getting much crunch out of his crunch cast.
No. I'm trying to keep the iPad away from my mouth.
That's bitch, okay. Bitch, sorry. Bitch.
But
would you like more crunch?
Yes.
Of course.
Give us the crunch. All right. Okay.
That was good enough. That was all right.
Did you hear that?
That's sufficient. Yes. But yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I
mean, now the milk's making it all soggy, so it's gonna be less crunchy.
Yeah, you have to eat it quicker now.
So now it's gum cast.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on the kind of material that they make it out of. Because I've seen white systems that can stay white.
Yeah.
Because I just, the thing that I worry about is just like with dust and because we smoke our hookah and stuff like that. It's not a very heavy smoke, but it does like fill the room up decently. I just don't want it to get discolored. You know?
Or Super Nintendo colored.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah, I don't know what that would do, but like I've had my white PS3 for...
Four.
Well, Chris, I can tell you I've had my white PS3 for like a year and a half, almost 2 years, and it's fine. It still looks white.
Do you smoke crack into it or anything that would possibly like miscolor it at all?
No.
Smoke crack into it.
Right.
No.
Not around it, but just into it.
You have to blow the smoke or residue or whatever you want
like
to call
it. You open the cover for it, blow it in, and then close it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
And then start the game, and it looks crazy.
Yeah, it's possible.
Looking colors, man. Oh, there's a little bit of news I did miss this week about PlayStation.
What's that?
For the first time ever in America, we are able to play the game Vib Ribbon for the PlayStation 1.
Who mentioned that before?
Mentioned that before.
Somebody talked about that game on the podcast before.
I don't know.
Because the name definitely sounds familiar.
What game?
Vib Ribbon.
I have no idea what you're even talking about.
It's a PS1 game. It's actually very, very small, like 27 meg to download. Visually, it's a very basic looking... What the hell? Ashley texted me.
Oh, there you go.
It's a very basic looking game, just small geometric shapes, but it's a side-scrolling platformer that changes depending on the music playing. Of course, there's songs on the disc.
Somebody mentioned this on the show before.
Or put your own CDs in, and it creates new levels based on the songs playing.
Somebody definitely mentioned it before.
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it on like the PSP and the Vita unless you just base it on MP3s that are playing.
Which is possible.
But that would take like a whole lot of recoding to get that shit to work. But they said the PS3, you could just pop music CDs in and it'll play off that.
Who owns CDs anymore other than me?
Me.
That's a very cool idea.
I'll put Blade Mode in.
Why?
Just to see what kind of levels it makes.
It'd be terrible. That guy's a dick.
Limp Bizkit.
See, if only we could fly.
Speaking of Limp Bizkit, they played in the like not too far from the area like last week or 2 weeks ago.
And oh, my God.
And I had an offer to go, and I didn't go.
Why?
Because I had work.
Good bitch.
I know. And I had free tickets to go see Alter Bridge yesterday or the day before, and I couldn't do that either.
Wow.
Because it was working.
I still think we should go to Jimmy Eat World and the Mini Bosses next Thursday.
No.
Cancel practice. We'll go see the Mini Bosses.
I can't cancel.
He can.
Cannot. It is my job.
By the way, Chris.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your constant invites, but I am not going to be able to make the Chris and the Trainwrecks shows.
Yeah, that's okay. What ends up happening is I get way too late. I've got like 15 or 1600 or 1700 people on my Facebook friends list. I am too lazy.
I need to send the invite to everyone.
I have an automated thing that's in my browser that I just click, and it automatically clicks everybody for me, and I send the invites out, and I'm done. Because I will not sit there and go through every single person on my friends list and be like, oh, I should invite them.
That's because you don't care enough.
No, I don't. Actually, I don't. I really don't. If I had it my way, I wouldn't invite anybody because I don't care.
Then don't.
I'll get yelled at.
Why? It's your band. Your name's in it.
My name is in it.
Just be like, it's my band, bitches. I'm not doing shit.
We'll see. We will see.
If you're listening, whoa.
Oh, God. No. No.
I really want to go to that show.
I can't.
Speaking of video games, Zach, what are you playing?
Actually, I was going to ask, have you guys covered the Nintendo news?
Of course.
Never heard of Nintendo.
I like talking about Nintendo.
We did. Do you want to give us your take on everything?
I like Nintendo, and I'm excited.
Very detailed. Great report.
Love it.
You know, it sounds longer in an email.
I like how I quit save continue and I'm still like feeding Zach all these tips about news.
Yeah, that's no, okay. It's funny because after you sent me that email, like throughout the day, I got one from Nintendo Australia and from Nintendo UK.
Nice.
But it's good because they got all different price points.
It's true.
Right, that works.
It's true.
I don't care enough. I didn't care enough to find different price points. I'm like, I live in America. I'm going with American.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to build the New Zealand and Australia audience and get in with PR people. And in order to do that, I have to be reporting on local things.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. I will say this. I'm extremely interested. I was thinking about once I get an Xbox One, I will probably do some dedicated Xbox One streams for the site.
That'd be cool.
But because it'll be much easier to integrate, because like any other console stuff is very hard because they don't have a capture card.
Yeah.
And then like even the PC stuff, like there's not really anything that's come out on PC that I was super interested in trying to do or paying out of pocket for. It depends. I kind of want to pick up that new Gauntlet that came out.
Yeah, I want to play that. I'm bummed it's PC only.
Yeah, so I might pick that up and try and do something with that, but it all depends. That might just my time sucks anymore, so it's poopy.
Yeah, I completely forgot that the next gen consoles have the integrated streaming capability, so that'll be really good.
Yeah.
When I get a one.
Yeezer.
I'm glad that we convinced you to go with an Xbox One.
No. You guys didn't convince
me. No, it was all us.
Similar to what you've talked about before about PS4 versus Xbox One, where you know I haven't had a preference on either one for a long time, regardless of your PS4 problems. Mm-hmm. It's just that whenever games are coming out or whenever games are announced, I look at what they're coming out for, and it's either like the ones I'm most interested in, the ones I'm most like, oh, that's really cool, are either multi-platform or Xbox One exclusive.
I'm still taking full credit.
I stand by that too because I feel the exact same way. Like it's everything that I want on console. Plus, a little bit of news that we didn't touch on yet that I do want to mention is the fact that PlayStation and Xbox One have already gotten an update to 2.1 on Diablo.
Yeah, the burblers.
So it seems like
I knew we had to go to Diablo.
It seems like they're gonna support it enough. So, and I honestly think that once I pick up an Xbox One, I'm going to start playing Diablo more because I haven't actually played Diablo in weeks. So
me, you, and Pappy will all play together.
Yep. And maybe Zach.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
And maybe who? Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It depends on if I pick up Diablo 3 for it. I've already got it for the PC, and usually I can't justify double dipping.
I'm double dipping.
You can play with us. Yeah, you would be double because the review copy didn't count really that you bought it.
No, no, that was, and that was 360 anyway.
Yeah. I still really, really enjoy the fact that you've gotten more review copies from Save Continue than I ever have.
Two.
I've never gotten a disc in the mail.
I got one disc in the mail, and one was a code.
Wait, no, I did get one disc in the mail, but it was yours.
I've never gotten a disc in the mail for reviews.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
I've never gotten a disc in the
mail. It was Rise of the Triad and Diablo 3.
Nice. Yeah, I attempted to get my own review codes since somebody who runs the site doesn't give a shit enough
Easy
to
killer.
Find review codes for people.
Easy killer.
Hey, I'm being very vague. I'm not mentioning Kyle's name at all. But
anyway,
we
regardless though.
Yeah, but I'm excited to pick up an Xbox One because honestly, when it comes to the newer systems, it 100% it's games and the games that I'm interested in, Xbox, dude.
Yeah,
that and Wii U, man. Between those two, it's like I don't fucking need anything else.
Yeah, I honestly can't wait to get my hands on Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah,
and then I have been majorly balls deep with Forza.
Yep, I want to play Shadows of Mordor. Like that's
fun. It's
fun
hard.
Yeah.
Like you die a lot. But Project Spark just came out. I'm having a lot of fun with that. It's kind of some of the achievements are glitchy.
What is it?
It's a world creator kind of game.
World creator?
Like make your own game kind of thing. Like Little Big Planet, but it's not all side scrolling
like
stuff.
Little Big Planet-ish.
Wait, yeah. Is that the one that they put Conker in?
He will be in it. He's not there yet.
Okay. Okay, but it's that thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a world creator kind of game. Just like make your own game, share them online.
Got it.
Some of the achievements are bullshit. Like there's one to like have your game get 50,000 downloads.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. The one is to have I think multiple games above a 9 rating out of 10.
Ugh.
And I think to date there's a one game over a 9.
Yeah.
And technically it's just a 9.0.
That's bullshit.
And
hey, that means if you get it, it's properly an achievement. It's not just, I beat the game. Everybody does. It's a well and truly earned achievement.
I just hate game achievements like that. They're like, be the number one viewed thing worldwide. It's like, that's never going to happen. Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
kind of
bullshit.
Man, I hate achievements that actually make me achieve things that are difficult.
Well, yeah, but you know what? That's completely, like, chance.
Yeah.
Really. When you think about it.
No, I know
the early Burnouts had stuff like that. Like, be one of the top 10 downloaded crash videos, stuff like that.
That's such bullshit.
Yeah. Like, I at least want achievements to be doable.
Yeah.
If you want them to be hard, like, beat a game on super hard mode, I could do it if I really cared.
Right.
Have your thing
that's
voted on
I...
by 50,000 people? That's not going to fucking happen.
Yeah.
That's why I have such issue with... I think it's not as bad as it used to be. For a while, there were so many games, like first-person shooter games especially, that so many, like half the achievements would be restricted to online only, like multiplayer online stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what about people who don't have internet? What about people who don't care to play online? What about people who just want to, you know, enjoy the campaign?
And what if it's an EA like game and is coming offline in 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it just seems a bit silly.
Yeah.
Silly.
It's so crazy.
So cray-cray.
So silly.
Silly.
But,
so
yeah.
Silly.
Project Spark, a fun thing there, if you buy the starter pack for $40, which is the game on a disc, and then there's a code inside for a whole bunch of unlockable stuff in the game. One gripe I do have is it unlocks one of the two buyable characters, but the other one isn't unlocked, and to like if you buy the quest pack for $25 in the marketplace, you get them both. If you buy the starter pack in the store for $40, you get one of them. So you either have to also buy that starter or the quest pack, or you have to save up enough in-game currency to unlock the other character, which is kind of shitty. Oh my god, what the fuck?
He died.
He are dead.
He dropped his iPad.
No, me? No, I'm here.
You're staticky as hell.
I haven't even been saying anything.
Well, no, something might have moved or something. Yeah, I don't know.
It might have been a connection thing. It's just out of nowhere. You'll hear it. You'll listen to the show.
Yeah, you'll hear it.
Yeah.
We don't need to explain it to
We're
you.
We're not going
to
edit it out, so whatever.
No. Too lazy.
Anyway.
But you buy the game in stores. Go ahead.
I was going to say, by the way, I'm really looking forward to writing the news post about this one now. I've had an idea of what to do for when I get on the show.
I can't wait to read
and
it.
And it's going
to
be cool.
Are you excited? Is it like a life fulfillment?
A little bit. Bucket list, you know?
A little bit. Nice. Oh, okay. Well, that's understandable.
Poor guy. If that's on his bucket list, that's a pretty bad life.
His bucket list may also include sitting on a bucket.
True.
And making the list.
True. Writing a list on a bucket.
Yeah. Possible.
No, it does not anymore. I did that a while ago. Yeah,
see, there you go.
See, taken care of. That's one off the bucket list.
Another. Hey,
he scribbled it off the side of the bucket.
he's banging them out, yeah. Getting them done. So, Zach, what are you playing?
I never got to finish my exploit over Project Spark.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Quickly.
Yeah. I bought the game. I bought the game at GameStop for $40. As I mentioned, all the downloadable stuff is on a code. And the disc is absolutely nothing but the game, which you can download for free from Xbox. So it's a free game on a disc that I just traded to GameStop for $20.
There you go.
Yeah. So buy the game, use the code, return the disc, get half your money back. And then if someone buys that disc, they are nice. Fucking stupid.
They're screwed.
Way to work the system, Joe.
Hey, I'll take. I warned him about. I'm like, I don't know if you guys should really take this game anymore, but I just got my money for it, so I don't care anymore.
Yeah, basically.
Another email. I wonder if it's from Zach. So, Zach, what are you playing?
I don't think it is.
he's not even.
I am actually, as we speak, playing Super Smash Brothers.
Just like everybody else. In
Never
the world.
Heard of it.
It's this game from Nintendo where you play as Nintendo characters against each other and beat the crap out of each other.
You what? How far in are you?
How far in am I? I guess I could say it with unlocked characters.
Yeah, you could.
I'm on the second challenge page. Nice. And I've got... which ones have I got? I've got Dark Pit, Lucina... I can't even remember who all the unlockables are right now. I've got like four unlocked characters.
So you're on par with Chris then.
Yeah, I think I'm somewhere on like, I think I have like four or five unlocked characters.
I got them all because I'm not a bitch.
Yeah, but did you just do the one stock run off the...
No, I told you. I three stock, three opponents.
And just kept playing over and over and over again?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you've got everyone?
Yep.
Yeah, no, I don't yet.
I was doing like one stock, one opponent.
Tried all the different modes.
Like, really, one stock, one opponent.
Just so I can get some more characters.
Such a wiener.
You do realize that I've actually been playing the game a lot too.
Yeah, me too. That's what you do with games. You play them.
I know, but for me to put this much time into a Smash Brothers game is very rare, and I'm really enjoying it. And I kind of want all of the characters so that I can continue with the challenges. Because I'm like, I want to say I have like six or seven more that I have to do on page two.
Okay, well then chop chop, you son of a bitch. What else are you playing, Zach?
Yeah, like Hyrule Warriors and Silent Hill 1.
Interesting. Silent Hill 1.
I've never played it before. And with the Occult October theme we're doing on Save Continue, I've had it downloaded for a long time on the PS3 because I... picked it up for like $2 on a sale a long time ago.
Nice.
But I've still never gotten around to playing it. So I'm going to do a backlog review for that.
Nice. I think I was originally going to do Dark before shit went down. Because that's
like
Dark. It's kind of like a vampire-ish
Joe,
stealth game.
I have no idea what you're saying.
You can't hear us?
Maybe he's losing
No,
us.
You're
Maybe.
Very glitchy.
Am I? What if I'm closer? Hey, girl, what's the...
We may be losing him.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can kind of hear you.
We could hear you.
Yeah. It did seem like his connection might have gotten
so
worse.
So what were you playing? Dark what?
Well, I was planning on doing the game Dark for the Xbox 360. Just Dark, not Dark anything. But It's kind of like a vampire themed stealth.
See, maybe you weren't glitching out. I thought you were saying dark something.
No,
and you're just
dark.
Saying dark.
Yeah.
No, just dark.
Okay. You dick. Yeah, it's kind of like Dishonored with vampires. Apparently, very mediocre.
But yeah, I heard Hyrule it wasn't Warriors. That good. Let's talk about that.
That game's awesome.
It's fun.
It's awesome.
The
music is amazing. Which did we decide? Are we doing that for music this week?
It's your choice.
Yeah, fuck it. We'll do that.
There you go. There you go.
What so music?
From Hyrule Warriors. Songs from Hyrule Warriors.
Something.
Yeah, I don't know what yet.
Oh, good man.
Things and stuff.
Yeah, I found a Game Rip.
It's all right. It's all good.
A Game Rip soundtrack. I don't know if there's no actual official OST released, but whatever. Game Rips work.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I've been trying to find, like, there's on YouTube, they've got all the songs up, but but I haven't been able to see one online otherwise.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah, whatever MP3s they rip, the volume is atrocious on them. Uh-huh. So I have to manually go in and just bump the volume on every single track.
Well, that shouldn't take that long. Might be a slight pain in the ass, but it should be fine.
Yeah,
should be. Joe, what are you playing?
I think I kind of talked about it. I've been balls deep in Forza, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Playing the hell out of Smash.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing Project Spark.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just grabbed this week, Dive Kick just came to the Xbox One.
Oh.
Dive Kick Edition. Like, the first with A, so Edition, they're adding things.
Edition.
Including Johnny Gat.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then a game called Styx. Huh? What'd you say?
You said Edition, and I was wondering if it was a math game.
Oh, I wish. No, it's a two-button fighting game, jump and kick.
That's all you get.
Yeah.
Okay.
And your kicks are all dive kicks. So you jump and then dive kick.
Nice.
That's why it's called Dive Kick. It's one hit kill.
I'm shocked.
So it's meant to be a fighting game for people who don't play fighting games. But apparently, like, if you take it seriously enough, it could be really, really deep and satisfying.
Really?
Learning the counters and everything else, jumping out of the way.
Huh.
But yeah, it's fun. And then Styx, what the hell is the full title?
Like
something of Lord of the Shadows or something. It's,
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's a goblin style Assassin's Creed, which again has been getting mediocre reviews, but it looks interesting enough.
Huh.
And I had a bunch of trade credit from when I sold shit to GameStop, so what the fuck ever.
There you go.
And then it's subtitle on YouTube is like Assassin's Green.
Oh.
Because he's green, like
he's
a goblin.
Guy?
Yeah. And then PlayStation. What have I been playing on PlayStation? All right, Chris, what about you? I haven't been playing Drive Club because the free version of Drive Club isn't out.
I have been playing Super Smash Brothers. Shocking, I know. I'm also going to get slightly obscure, and I have been playing...
Little Red Riding Hood Zombie Barbecue again?
No. I have been playing Bingo Pop.
Bingo Pop.
Bingo Pop. It is on my cell phone. It's bingo.
What the fuck, Chris?
We went to the fair. And one thing that we do every single time that we go to the fair is we play bingo. And I won a pot with a frying basket in it while we were playing bingo this time. And we were there with friends, and our one friend ended up spending, like, I don't know, but he got, like, he bought 6 cards, okay? Now, a card at this place is 3 bingo cards. So
okay.
he bought 6 of those to play around, and he was trying to do it by himself.
Oh, God.
And, like, it was just, like, it was absurd.
If he was an old lady, he would have that shit down.
Dude, he was just not having it. Like, there was 2 of the workers at the place that were over there trying to help him mark numbers, and it wasn't even, it just wasn't having it. And he didn't even win. So he got really, really pissed. So God. We were having a conversation about how that happened. And I was like, man, I kind of want to play bingo. And I was just like, I'm just going to find an app and play it on my phone like when I get bored. And yeah, I've been playing a lot of bingo. I'm turning into an old man and playing bingo. And then last night we had some Mario Kart races, but we didn't all play at the same time because I only had enough batteries for two controllers. Which reminds me, I have to go buy batteries.
That's what she said.
And then I also picked up, while I was at the store, I picked up a GameCube version of Tony Hawk's Underground.
Oh, God.
Because it's been so long since I played. Like, I saw it just sitting there in behind the store, and it only sells for, like, $2 or $3 anyway. But I was like, hey, Steve, I'm going to borrow this. And I have a GameCube controller, and I'm going to hook it up to my Wii.
Nice.
And I'm going to play some Tony Hawk Underground because it was my favorite Tony Hawk game. So, I mean, obviously,
hey,
like... Go ahead.
No, I was interrupting. You finish.
Well, obviously, because I've played skate games and I love the skate games that much more, when I saw it, I got slightly nostalgic. So it's really not the fact that I think it's going to be, like, an amazing gaming experience again. But it might be because I do remember it being my favorite one. Yeah, I kind of want to play it just for the nostalgia trip, and that's it. But go ahead.
Good time. All right, Zach, what were you going to say?
Speaking of GameCube controller and Wii, how do you guys feel about the news that the GameCube controller is supposed to be only compatible with Smash Bros?
I don't care.
So wait, so does it not work on another GameCube?
Did they address if it works on other
GameCube?
No,
I'm sure they work.
Yeah.
What?
I was going to say, did they address whether or not it works on actual GameCubes?
I imagine it'll work fine on GameCubes.
I would hope.
Yeah, but I have not heard an official comment on that now.
Now, the only other thing that I could think of is, like, yeah, there's some games that I can use a GameCube controller on my Wii for, but I don't expect...
Yeah.
I don't expect to be able to.
Yeah, when the news came out that it was going to work with pretty much anything a classic controller would work with, I was like, oh, that's cool. That's a neat little addition.
Yeah.
They're like, no, I'm sorry. We got the press release wrong. It only works for Smash. I'm like,
eh, yeah, whatever.
I expected that anyway.
Yeah, so I'm not really.
It just seems a bit ridiculous. Like, why spend all the money to bring out these new controllers and this adapter for one game? I know it's a huge game and it's probably going to be their best selling so far, but still.
I mean, is that not something that they can just kind of patch in later?
Probably.
I'm assuming that's something that they could just patch in, so that could change. But as far as it stands right now, maybe at launch, that's how it's going to work.
Yeah. I'd still rather use a Wavebird anyway, so whatever.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I have three of those waiting to be used.
Shit, that's awesome.
And if need be,
I'll... You'll just need to get used to using... I think you'll just need to learn how to use the Wiimote.
I don't know if I'd want to use a Wiimote.
I don't mind the Wiimote as long as you have it set so that when you press up, it doesn't jump on you.
Because
I don't like pressing up jump.
But with only
when Brawl
two
came
other
out,
buttons?
I was so stuck on using the GameCube controller for so long because it was comfortable. It was what I knew. But then I decided, what the hell? I'll try out the Wiimote. And it didn't take long to get used to it. It felt weird at first, but for all intents and purposes, it feels like you're using a controller apart if you want.
Right.
Yeah, the joystick's in the same spot in your left hand, and the buttons are in the same spot in your right hand. So it doesn't feel that different.
Oh, you're talking Wiimote with nunchuck.
People are put off by the idea of having the, you know, the controller and the nunchuck separate.
I'll probably still just use the gamepad.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll end up using. To be fair, that's probably what I'll be doing.
It'll just be a more comfortable version of playing on the 3DS.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm so happy you could switch the buttons. On the 3DS, because you couldn't in the demo.
Nope.
So now that you can switch buttons, I am having so much more fun with Smash.
I'm enjoying it a lot. Yeah.
But we're pretty fucking long this week.
It's one of the times where I wish I had an XL, because it's a bit much on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole reason why I had The one that Jordan bought me was a collector's edition one, but it hurt for me to play it.
Yeah.
So for practicality's sake, I ended up getting rid of it and getting an XL.
That's why the day the XL was announced, I'm like, honey, I'm selling my old one so I could get an XL. She's like, but we just got that one. I'm like, I need the bigger one. I have fat hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few months later, I'm like, I'm selling my XL so I could get the Zelda XL. And she's like, you're an asshole. I'm like, I know. Expect it again.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, Joe, actually, when I get the new 3DS, I'm going to be coming to you for advice on switching over content and data and profile and all that stuff, because I don't know how to do that. And I've tried looking it up, and I just got confused.
You should just go to system transfer in the options of both systems, and the one you're going to be like transfer from and the other transfer to.
It's super easy.
And it just copies.
Oh, yeah.
It's super easy.
Awesome.
Although I know, doesn't the new XL use a micro SD?
I don't know.
Yes, yeah, as opposed to the standard.
You'll have to copy all your shit over to your computer, pop in a micro card, and copy it to that.
But, oh. Wait, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if you do. Because I had stuff on my SD card when I transferred from one system to another one.
SD card to micro SD card. You're not just going to pop an SD card in the new 3DS.
Well, right, but I don't think I actually had to transfer from SD card to SD card.
Some stuff you do. Like if you have any...
But you can, because there are micro SD card adapters.
No. He's saying like to go from bigger to smaller.
Yeah.
Not the other way around. Smaller to bigger is easy.
Yeah.
Bigger to smaller.
Like any games that you have downloaded to your SD card, you're going to have to pop into your computer and copy it over to a micro SD so you could play on the new system.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Because you can't just plug the SD card in your system now into a system that doesn't take it.
Right. No, I understand that.
Yeah, I was confused.
Yeah.
It's not like your dick. You can't just force it in.
You know,
nope.
I have that problem sometimes. Sometimes. Not really. I never have that problem, actually.
Baby dick?
Nope. I just make it go wherever it damn near goes.
Open your ear wider.
Into couches.
Yeah, couch fucking.
Into couches.
Hey, our couch fucking discussion funded their movie.
I'm not taking responsibility.
I am taking full responsibility for funding their movie.
Absolutely not.
If that means I get to be in it, I'm taking it.
Okay. So Zach.
Yes.
Final words? We've been going on forever.
We have. We should also say officially we're doing Hyrule Warriors music this week.
We will.
Good. Yeah. Love it.
And if you have any specific songs that you want me to play, just let me know.
No, not really. I just really like the soundtrack, so, you know.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff and things.
So you have heard 87 episodes.
Yes.
It is your chance to do the magical final word for our listeners.
Pelotanus.
music of my groin. The song of my groin. I can play it all day long. It looks like my groin, and it sounds like my groin, and it seems like my groin. Zelda is such a happy game, but Link really looks a lot like my groin.